Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you enjoyed a blessed Thanksgiving last week. And let's dig back into the Word of God now in Revelation chapter 4. Following our outline, we are in verses 8 and 9 of this great text, the scene in heaven unfolding before our very eyes. I pray that you will have eyes to see, really see, what is here, and that when you are able to do so, you will read or have read to you Revelation chapter 4. As we wind down our time together in Revelation 4, I think it will be helpful to remind you of our working outline. We've come a long way. Taking thanksgiving to God as our theme, we have placed Revelation chapter 4 in the entire book of the Revelation. Second, I identified for you who is the one sitting on the throne. He is God. Third, I identified for you the 24 elders. Fourth, I have identified for you who are the four living creatures. I have some more to say about them today. But if you have been with us, you already have a good foundational understanding of who the four living creatures are. And fifth, I will make application of all of this to our lives in the here and now on earth. There has already been application, applying the Bible to all of life, and there will be more soon. I hope that you have followed along closely. Now let me read to you all of Revelation chapter 4, and listen as I read for the points on the outline. This is God's word to you this day from the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Out of the throne came flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the center and around the throne, 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle, and the 4 living creatures, each one of them having 6 wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." That is Revelation chapter 4. It is 11 verses, and it is beautiful. Let's pick up at verse 8. We now know who these 4 living creatures are. They are angels of a high order, the cherubim. And notice what they do. They constantly worship the living God. In fact, this is a 24/7 round-the-clock worship. The Bible says day and night they do not cease. And their refrain is, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." My, the Lord God must love this. He is worthy of all worship, and what is being extolled here is his holiness. To extol is to praise enthusiastically. God is extolled. He is praised enthusiastically by the four living creatures day and night. The worship of God in heaven never, ever ceases. And remember that now, on the timeline of the revelation, God is prepared to judge his sinful world. The judgment of God is coming to bear on sinners. God is judge, and he will judge unrepentant sinners for sin. This is why the nature and character of God, who is holy, is being honored here. There is no sin in God, and God cannot ever be in any way associated with sin. He is pure. He is completely untainted by evil. I recently mentioned to you Psalm 47, verse 8. Psalm 47, 8 says, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. I also love 1 Samuel 2, 2, when Hannah prays and says, there is no one holy like the Lord. And in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, when we read the question asked of God, who is like you, majestic in holiness? 1 Samuel 2, 2 and Exodus 15, 11. The living God is holy. He is majestic in holiness. And the four living creatures cannot stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty. All of heaven is preparing for the cascading holy and righteous and perfect judgment of God on the world. This is why God is being worshipped. He is holy judge on unholy people. And that's why as Christians we know the only hope we have is Jesus, who is our holiness. He forgives us of our sins and takes it from us such that we are made perfect by Christ. This and only this then makes us adequate to enter into the presence of holy God. Are you a Christian? Do you personally, genuinely believe that your only hope is Jesus? If not, let today be the day when you write to me and ask how you can humbly submit yourself to Christ and by your faith alone trust in his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead for the forgiveness of your sins. Today in this passage, we are reading about how perfectly holy God is. Three times the four living creatures say it. Three times in Isaiah chapter 6, it is said of God, holy, holy, holy. You likely know that you are not holy. Well, then Christ must be your holiness. He can make you holy if you will humble yourself before him this day and ask for him to be your deliverer from your unholiness. So I urge you to decide for Jesus now. Do not delay. And I stand by ready and willing to discuss this with you. Write to me, will you? Or find your Christian friend or family member. Just give them a call, send them a text, tell them you want to know more about how Jesus can make you holy. God's holiness is the emphasis of praise in Revelation 4, verse 8. And now I want to take us into verse 9. And yes, I am aware that as I do that, I pass over some details. For example, the four living creatures also say God is the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. What do they mean by that? Well, the obvious will have to suffice now. God is the Almighty. And yes, he has always existed, he does exist, and he will exist, coming to earth in his judgment through Christ. And here is verse 9. And again, if you have been here the past 2 weeks, then you know this has been our focus. It holds our key word, thanks. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. God is the one who sits on the throne, and he is given glory and honor and thanks. Is there this song of thanksgiving in heaven? That translates into a sweet song of thanksgiving in all of our lives. Yes, Thanksgiving Day is past. It was on Thursday, already last week. But always, you, whoever you are, somewhere stateside or around the world, sing out to the Lord God Almighty saying thanks. Thank you, Lord. Make your lifestyle year-round one of thanksgiving to God. Let us join in with this quartet, the four living creatures, and give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Pour out your praise and thanksgiving, friend. Yes, there is much to be thankful for. But for these moments, focus on who God is. Prioritize Him. He is worthy of our worship, and thanksgiving is foundational to our praise. Tomorrow we will finish in Revelation chapter 4, so please be with us for that. And then on Wednesday, so this Wednesday, December 1st, we will begin to prepare for Christmas. Believe it or not, we have just 3.5 weeks until Christmas Day. And I want to invite you and others you know to join me in the New Testament book of Galatians. There are two verses in Galatians that have long captured my heart, especially at this time of the year when we celebrate Christ's birth. These verses are in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 says, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons." Ah, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son. God sent His Son. This will be our focus when we begin the month of December on Wednesday. So will you plan to be with us and invite someone else to join you? I hope so. This starts Wednesday, but tomorrow is Tuesday, and I hope you will join me again in Revelation as we continue to learn that God is to be thanked. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.